So, if you're familiar with the NoFap movement, you know that it's a belief that your life will drastically improve the second you stop masturbating. And you know that movement has been really prominent online. It's been really widely dispelled as well because, you know, like after a certain point, like when you stop masturbating, like your life kind of evens out because the time that you did spend masturbating did lead to like an increased amount of productivity. But after that, then you start to like have urges either to have sex or like, you know, you used up all those free hours in the day. So, you know, personally, I think we might be headed towards a countercultural movement against NoFap. And, you know, I'm not the first baiter to essentially point this out, right? Other baiters have pointed out that maybe we should start a yes fat movement or an always fat movement. And that is, you know, always saying yes to masturbation, always saying yes to penis, always saying yes to pleasuring yourself, no matter the circumstance. And I just wanted to go through with what that would look like exactly, right? So with NoFap, it's very hard to tell who believes in NoFap and who participates in NoFap just because, like, a lot of these guys, you know, they're just normal guys after they do NoFap, you know, there's not a really big life change, you know, they're just kind of out and about, and you wouldn't know that they were doing NoFap until they told you. But with YesFap or AlwaysFap, you know, these guys, they would be masturbating all the time. You could tell who was into AlwaysFap because they'd always be fapping. They'd always be fucking jerking off, right? And so, you know, you'd go down the street and you'd like turn the corner and you'd just see a guy like in sweatpants just jerking off all hunched over. He's just like enjoying himself, you know. Maybe he has a t-shirt that says AlwaysFap, but other than that, you know that he's into AlwaysFap because he's always masturbating. He's always jerking off, bent over, looking at his own penis. And it would be hard to like understand the AlwaysFap movement without participating in it yourself, right? So, you know, they always say in the NoFap movement that masturbation is actually leading to your destruction, leading to you like being depressed, leading to you being sad. And AlwaysFap kind of addresses similar problems. Like, you know, if you're always sad all the time, like you should masturbate all the time. And, you know, that could potentially elevate your mood. I'm not a mental health care professional, but a lot of the guys in NoFap aren't either. So, you know, it's worth a shot, really. You know, see a healthcare provider and find out like what the right course of action is for you. But for some guys, it's gonna be always fap. You know, it's a handful of guys out there that just they just need to masturbate all the time, and that's why they're just sad because they don't have the ability to just masturbate all the time. You know, they have to go to work, they have to go to school, and with AlwaysFap, they can masturbate while they go do those things. Like, I really want you to picture that. Like, some guys out there, they're doing terrible in life right now. You know, they're not successful, they can barely function, and it's because they have to keep fighting this impulse to masturbate. But with AlwaysFap, they'd be able to have a happy, fulfilling life while masturbating all the time, right? So imagine like if a guy's a musician, you know, he's struggling to learn a song and he's so stressed out. Imagine if he could just whip it out and just masturbate until he gets the song just right. Imagine him just like masturbating until he drools all over himself, and then suddenly he knows the song. Suddenly he is relaxed enough to actually let his body learn how to play that song. And like imagine like a really important CEO, right? Like he's holding a board meeting, he's so stressed out, can barely get the words out, you know. He's chugging down coffee just to stay energized, when really he could just always masturbate continuously and nonstop, just going at it while holding a board meeting, completely relaxed. Like just imagine if that was possible. And imagine if a guy just has like social anxiety, you know, he's too nervous to go hang out with his friends, so he just stays inside all the time, but he's fighting the urge to masturbate all the time, so he's just sad. But with AlwaysFap, he'd be able to just masturbate to calm down. You know, he masturbates to calm down, gets dressed up, masturbates to calm down, goes on the bus, watches porn, drooling all over himself, gooning, masturbating continuously, frequently, and everyone on the bus just accepts it because he's an always fapper, right? And so he can go hang out with his friends at the bar and masturbate and just chill out, you know? Like, it'd just be a way more fulfilling life for these masturbation addicts if they could just masturbate wherever they wanted. And like, again, I'm not a doctor, but with NoFap, they always say like, oh, dopamine is the thing that makes you feel satisfied, motivated, aroused, it's your reward system in your brain. But like, wouldn't it make more sense, like, if you got something done, you do get that dopamine hit, but wouldn't it make way, way more sense if you get that dopamine hit and then you add masturbation on top of it? Like, just imagine like an athlete, he gets the gold medal. He should be able to whip out his cock and fucking stroke that shit. Like, honestly. Like, I think always masturbating every waking second isn't extreme. I think it's really what some guys really need to function. I think, like, it really allows people to sort of focus on the relationship with themselves as well as the rest of their life. Because, like, just with NoFap, always fap would work to increase your motivation, work to increase your willpower, because it takes a lot of effort to masturbate all the time, right? And of course, we would have to get away with this by essentially giving people that want to do always fap a sort of gateway tool, right? So like, some guys would definitely be nervous with masturbating all the time, and that would put them off. So I think they should be able to like have a tent around their penis, right? So that way they can hide their masturbation or just masturbate in their pants, and then slowly get them to where they're essentially exhibitionists, whipping out their cock and stroking like it's nothing. Like, NoFap acts as though masturbation is a huge distraction in your life, but like, I would think NoFap is an even bigger distraction. Like, there's so many mental hurdles, mental walls that you had to build up in order to stop masturbating. Like, if you could just ignore all that, if you could just ignore all the societal pressure to not masturbate and just masturbate all the time, that's the problem solved. All you have to do is go down and keep stroking, and you can just, focus on the pleasure, feel good, just feel good existing all the time. It seems like the next natural step in our society. And in terms of like retaining semen or anything like that, I think like it would be up to the person what they want to do. So I think as long as they're always masturbating, they're still abiding by the always fap tenets, which is to always masturbate. That's the only rule, right? So if they decide to ejaculate, then they should continue to masturbate even after the ejaculation. Just keep masturbating, essentially. Like, I imagine that someone that wants to come a lot would masturbate, and they would just come a lot. Their pants would just be covered in the semen, like completely stained by the end of the day. And then they can change it right after. It's all up to the individual, right? But if you want a cleaner life, if you can't afford to have like semen all over everything, then just don't come. You just masturbate all the time and just edge, and like, you do get that benefit of semen retention, I think. But again, like, it's not like based in science at all. I think like always masturbating would just be like a fun thing to do. I think that always masturbating would lead to better erections, arousal, and pleasure, because you essentially are training yourself to have more stamina, as opposed to like, not masturbating, and essentially like you're making your penis more sensitive to stimuli because you're resting it all the time. And lastly, like, I think the more guys that do always fap will end up encouraging other people to do always fap. So, you may feel shy at first about doing always fap, but like, the second other guys see you, they may think like, huh, I want to try that. I want to try to always masturbate all the time. I want to try to masturbate all the time. And a few of them will be doing it for very sexual, nasty reasons. And for everybody else, like, some guys would probably see always fap and be like, ew, but they'll be like, everybody's doing it though, so I should do it too. And they'll just feel like an internal pressure to try always fap and see if it works for them. It'll be like the next new health thing. Guys would be doing always fap as a way to sort of improve their lives, like a sort of self-help thing, right? But instead of like getting essential oils or something, they'll just be getting massage oils and putting it on their penis, right? I think it's just all fantasy right now, but like, I would love to live to see the day where, guys are just always masturbating all the time